Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. YouTube is set to be hit by new EU laws. Norway is considering introducing police-run Facebook accounts and ad spend. In Europe, it took a massive hike in 2016. YouTube is set to be hit by strict new EU laws, which would force it to remove extreme videos. In proposed new laws, the EU has ruled that the website must remove hateful, sexually explicit, and other objectionable videos or face large fines. The laws still need to be accepted by the European Parliament before they can come into effect, but if approved, they would be the first EU-level laws against online hate speech. This is part of a plan to remove country-specific online video laws and replace them with EU-wide rules for governing online content. The proposal is part of a wider set of laws, which will also include the requirement that services such as Netflix and Amazon Prime need to include a certain percentage of European-produced content within their libraries. Norway is considering introducing police-run Facebook accounts to search the platform for criminal activity. The Norwegian Criminal Investigation Service, known as Kripos, has said that it's looking into the feasibility of uniformed accounts, which would be able to access parts of Facebook not available to the public, such as private groups. A spokesperson from Kripos said that it's gathered evidence on Facebook in the past relating to bootleg items, drugs, or other illegal things. However, currently this access has to be applied for from Facebook. Norway would like to be able to have its own police-run accounts so that it no longer has to ask Facebook for help every time. This comes after MPs in the UK accused tech companies like Facebook of being completely irresponsible in the way it handles illegal content online. A study has found that digital ad spend in Europe saw a 12% increase in 2016 to reach almost 42 billion euros. The study was undertaken by IAB Europe and IHS Market and found that spending increased in all 27 countries that were measured in the report. The UK remains the continent's leading spender by some way, with 14.2 billion euros spent last year, ahead of second-placed Germany, which spent 5.9 billion euros. Romania, Slovenia, and Ireland all saw growth of more than 30%, far more than the regional average. Mobile ad spend saw strong growth as well, rising by 53% in 2016. Serbia saw the biggest rise in mobile, seeing an increase of 327% compared to 2015. The Turkish online retailer Hepsi Berada has introduced a new scheme designed to help female entrepreneurs in the country. The program aims to assist 1,000 women and will offer free online stores as well as giving assistance with sales, operations, marketing, and logistics. Hepsi Berada's CEO and founder said that as a female entrepreneur herself, she understands how important it is for a modern economy to harness the power and influence of women. The company also released information showing that whilst there are over 110,000 female entrepreneurs in Turkey currently, over 80% of their businesses fail within 3 years. And finally, Twitter has introduced 360-degree video technology to its Apple TV service. Updates to the app also include support for Periscope's global map and the ability to watch 360-degree videos. Twitter was also keen to note in the launch announcement that it'll be the first time Apple TV has been compatible with a 360-degree viewing feature. The video content will come through sponsored partners as well as users, adding to the reported 77 million hours of live video posted on Twitter since the start of the year. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.